This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
Aaron Alexis, the man authorities say killed 12 in the Washington Navy Yard shootings before dying in a gunfight, was vetted by USIS. That's the same security firm that did the background check of NSA leaker Edward Snowden. Checks like these are common, but not enough to prevent violence at work, Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
When mass shootings happen in the workplace, whether it's a government or private employer, the question of liability is always raised.
Well, one of the key issues of liability has to do with what did you know, when did you know it, and what did you do about it?
Dr. Larry Barton is an instructor of threat assessment at the FBI. In the case of the Navy Yard shooting, the government knew that Alexis had an arrest record, a history of mental illness, and his coworkers reportedly said he held grudges over the smallest issues.
There must be an employee as well as supervisory and management awareness as to what warning signs are indicators of violence or violent activity.
Dan Murphy is the founder of the company Violence Prevention Strategies. He says employers have to go beyond just background checks and training. They need to get help for those employees who show signs of mental instability.
The vast majority of people who are involved in these cases are basically good people who have had life issues, who have had professional issues, personal issues, and they're on a downward spiral in their life.
Murphy says that if warning signs lead to intervention, many of these shootings can be prevented. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.